Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Doug Weed back on the show. Doug is the author of dozens of books, important books, and his new one is called Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. And he has advised other presidents in the past. He served in the White House as a special assistant to President George H.W. Bush, co-founder of Mercy Corps, and a great American leader. And our good friend Doug Weed, thank you again for hanging out with us. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
He's also interviewed six presidents and first ladies in his career. Hey, Doug, we've got, as George Washington might say, Biden is fairly in and Trump is fairly out. And that was, if I remember correctly from history, that's what he said to Adams when he came in. I'm fairly out and you're fairly in. So as we literally are on the threshold of this transfer of power, what do you think the legacy of Trump will be? As we look back 5-10 years from now, what will be remembered?
I think his energy and his optimism. He almost like a little boy, he got in there and I want to do this good. He was in competition with other presidents. And the presidents I've known some of them very personally. I've had them in my home and known them before they were president, while they were president, after they were president. Mm-hmm. And most of them, events came to them. They were, quote, presidential, end quote.
They were transcendent.
They were above the fray.
They were reactive.
Yes, they were reactive. Yeah. Whereas Donald Trump, when I interviewed Jared Kushner, he described that first day in the Oval Office. He wanted to do everything. He wanted to defeat ISIS on day one. He wanted NATO to pay their fair share on day one. He wanted to get the hostages out on day one. He was just a bundle of energy. And his staff was saying, well, wait, let's draw up a game plan for this. All the things you've listed here, Mr. President. And it's truly remarkable energy. He'll be remembered for what he accomplished, what he did. And while all the news is talking about all of these executive orders where Biden's changing the things that Trump did, there's so many things he isn't changing. He isn't going to move the embassy back, and it took five presidents to finally get that done.
The U.S. embassy in Israel from he won't move it from Jerusalem back to Tel Aviv. That's what you mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's just a long list. He's not going to go back to the corrupt NAFTA deal, which they cried and screamed against Trump because he was renegotiating NAFTA. It was so corrupt. It was for insiders. Mm-hmm. And conservative establishment conservatives said, oh, he's not a conservative. He's against NAFTA. It was 17,000 pages of corruptions that did nothing for the dairy farmers, nothing for the people of Mexico, Canada, and the United States, the workers. And there are just so many things that will be his legacy because they're not going to be called back because mm-hmm. they're better and everybody knows they're better.
In a little bit, I want to talk about the China thing. We'll do that in the next segment. There's some news there. But, Doug, one of the things that I admire about Trump, and there's a lot of things I don't admire about him. I'm a detractor on some levels and have been since way before he was president. So I'm not a starry-eyed like the media is for Biden right now. But the thing that I like about Trump, that I admire about him as a business owner, he's a problem solver. The thing that I didn't like about Obama and the thing I think I'm probably not going to like about Biden is they don't have any problem-solving skills. Trump is a problem-solving machine. He sees something. It doesn't matter whether it's bureaucratic or politics or whatever. That doesn't work. Let's fix it. That's what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You're definitely right. Boy, I don't want to go long into this interview, Jim, without saying that I read your website and I read what you described as the machine. And I've got to say that is the best summation of what is happening in the world today that I've ever seen from anybody in a think tank or anywhere. It just jives with my own experience inside the establishment, 40 years inside the Bush family. Many of the presidents, many of the people in the establishment, they go along with it. It's like an organism. It's like a virus. They go along with it, but they don't fully understand it. But you've explained it in a way that anybody can understand it.
And folks, the piece he's talking about is called The New Pharisees. If you type in my name, Jim Blasingame, and The New Pharisees, you'll find it. It's on my blog. Quick break, right back with the awesome Doug Weed after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.